Stories Podcast.
Good morning, everyone. It is Sunday, December 6th, 2050. Yes, we're that far in the future, or my system clock is a little weird. I need to go work on this system a bit. I'm still using the desktop for recording. I should be using the laptop, but you know how it is. Oh, yeah, you gotta get this done and gotta get that done. And, oh, wait, it's 11 o'clock, time to sleep, thud. Oh, man. Oh, well. This is the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, where I post a topic to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and you guys have a week to, well, come up with 100 Word Stories based on it. I don't think I can explain it any better than that. I'm sure that Stephen Hawking could get into gluons and nucleons and zorklons and dorkons. I don't know. But that's his thing. This is mine. Let's see who goes first this week. That's the winner of last week, and it was Stephen the Nuclear Man. He's just mopping the floor with you guys here in the polls. Maybe we need to bring in a ringer. Maybe bring in, like, Maya Angelou or something. No. Anyway. Let's start off the festivities with Stephen the Nuclear Man. Congratulations. And, that's right, here's your story.
Hey everybody, it's Stephen the Nuclear Man. I just wanted to let you know where some of the sounds come from and to try to attribute them as best I can. The background music comes from the Nine Inch Nails Ghosts album again. Great stuff there. And many of the sound loops and sound samples come from free-loops.com. There's some others that I think came from an old Quake 2 installation, but I'm not entirely sure. Anyway, on with the story. The demons came from the campfire's smoke. Jonah woke at Rael's scream. Boyd slept until Rael's head bounced off his stomach. Last time I let Rael stand watch, Boyd grumbled, drawing his sword. You know, Jonah said as he parried his claw, I think that someone wants us dead. He thrust upward, drenching himself in demon blood. Boyd dodged a tentacle. Nah. He stabbed the tentacle before it could grab Jonah. Thanks, Jonah replied, pouring holy water on a demon. But disagree? Boyd sliced open the last demon's abdomen. Yeah, sat down. I think someone wanted these demons dead.
Cool. And by the way, thank you, Stephen, for the suggestion of that free sound loop site, soundloops.com. Hold on. Free-loops.com. Cool stuff. I just grabbed one for Planet Z Story, so we'll see how that works out. All right. If you folks are in the mood for a little bit of voting, go ahead and go to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You will see the poll for this week. Listen to all the stories this week and then say, I like this one, I like this one. Oh, this one was terrible. And then go ahead and click on vote. And the people who get the most votes in a week wind up picking the topic for next week. Do we want to declare that this week is going to be a two-topic week and that first and second place we're going to pick? Do we want to go that crazy? I feel like doing that for the rest of December. How does that sound? You know, voice your opinions, and then when next Sunday rolls around, we'll see what people want. And also, how do y'all think that Sundays are working out for these weekly challenges? Like them, don't like them? I know that Caleb used to listen to these while grocery shopping on Saturday. Caleb ain't here anymore. So, he don't have a vote in that. Hehe, that's right. Yet another example of denying people in Ohio their right to vote. I must be a conservative. All right, let's continue on with the weekly challenge. Next up is, as he scrolls, Norval Joe. Hey, Norval, how did your NaNoWriMo MIMO thing work out? I'm wondering, how many people do have their NaNoWriMo things, and do they want to, you know, send the text of them? Have they read them out? Are they going to put them anywhere? Are they going to go crazy with them? Are they just going to leave them in a drawer for 10 years, and then Stephen King will have written 10 books by then? I don't know. Whatever you want, yell it out, say something. I'm not flexible at all. I'm pretty much a tyrant. Here we go with Norval Joe. Right now, you have no choice.
Hi, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 189 with a prompt of smoke. It's good to be done with NaNoWriMo. I didn't meet my goal. My goal was 75,000 words, but my secondary goal was that I'd write every day, and I did meet that goal. I ended up getting about 60,000 words, and I had a real good time with it. Not nearly done with my story, so someday, if I can get around to it, I'll finish it. It's good to have the Great Heights back again. If you're ready to jump into another challenge, this week's prompt is kind of a long one, but essentially you get to write a story about the time that you feel was the best of times. So the best time to be around or to be alive. So you can pick any time throughout history, or you could even pick now if that struck you that way. And too bad you missed the zombie challenge, because the zombie challenge will be coming out soon, and you get to hear the stories that the rest of us wrote. It's pretty cool. But here's my story for the prompt of smoke. All Larry wanted to do after high school was join the military. He was big, strong, and played on the football team until cancer took his leg. He liked to smoke Camel no filters. He called them coffin nails. It wasn't the cigarettes that killed him, though. He had bipolar depression. When he didn't take his pills, he could get pretty angry and depressed. One day he didn't come to work. One of the guys went to check on him. Larry had put a 45 through his head. Some say he'd quit, given up. I say he was beaten. I dedicate this story to NAMI, the National Association for the Mentally Ill. And thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
And I am the president of the National Association of the Mentally Ill. Okay, you're not supposed to joke about that. But really, folks, you know I'm freaking nuts. Ooh, speaking of that, thank you, Norval Joe. Speaking of that, I was on High Tech Texan yesterday. I wasn't, you know, bug out crazy nuts as I used to be. Mike McGuff was there filling that role. And Mike really, you know, they click. And it was fun watching that. And I was just sitting back and I was like, this is cool. I don't want to interrupt this. And they got Mark Garai on there, former anchor at Channel 13, until he realized that television news is bullshit. And it only took him how many years? I keep filling in my mouth so I can vomit it in the mouths of the suckers who watch me. And he just, you know, he was having a good time. And I'm going to try getting back there more often. I just needed a break because I forgot that the show is Garf. It's about him. And I was like, there was a topic that I came in with that I kind of wanted to bring up and help some folks out, you know, music and SL. And the funny part is every week that would get pushed to the end and it's like, okay, in 30 seconds, explain that. And it's like, dude. So what I did was I learned how to explain it in 30 seconds or less. Oh, well, the show's about, you know, it's about his stuff, the stuff he's pushing, the products and all that, helping a few folks out who call in, having a good time for 3 hours. And when those 3 hours go fast, that's a way of telling you this was a good time. Time moves quickly when you're having a good time. And when it's really dull and boring and awful, yeah, that's when it crawls. That's when it seems to last forever. And, you know, when it goes quickly, and if you didn't cover everything, that's okay. It was a good time. And the show, the spotlight, that's his brand out there. That's his name. You're there to enhance that. And I know that. And I accept that. And that's cool. So, when I lost sight of it a little bit, I stepped back. I realized it, and I need to, you know, take a little break from it. Get back when it's not crawling, when it's cool, when it's fun, when it's and when the college bowl games are going on. Oh, that's the exciting part. That's the cool part. That's the awesome. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, this one's playing, that one. Florida and Alabama are coming up. That's the fun. And, you know, on podcast, this podcast, I can blither as much as I want. You can hit fast forward, and that's cool, too. Anyway, just wanted to share some thoughts on that. I am going to do my best to get back there. I've been thinking about asking for a bike for Christmas, but a used, cheap bike. That's what I figure I need. My wife's been on me about, what do you want? What do you want? And I want to make sure that she doesn't buy this, like, super expensive bike that'll get stolen. No, I just want a bike. And, you know, bike over to here, bike over there, bike to the grocery store, bike back. You know, something cheap. You know, if there's a used one out there, I know she doesn't have the time to go checking Green Sheet for used ones and shopping around. That's okay. And if anyone out there in the Houston area has a used bike, and just, you know, say, here, Gina, here, have, for $50, I'll offload it. I never use it. You know, when I lost the other leg, it just lost all meaning. You know, that kind of thing. All right, I've rambled enough. And, you know, well, why don't you ask for a car? It's like, no, I do not want one of those things. Ew. God. Have I sidetracked y'all enough? Have y'all just hit stop and said, what the hell is he on this week? Next up is TJ. He's from North Dakota where it snows, which means if it snowed here in Houston on Friday, I must be in North Dakota.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota where this morning our trees gave us the loveliest display of frost we've seen so far this year, and this is Longing. Winters were the worst and the best. Sure, we had to go outside and it was cold, but the taste of crisp, frosty air firing a rich, savory, mentholated Marlboro light, and that was magnificent. It's been 3 years, 3 months, and I can still taste it. The flavors, the feelings, that tingling sensation at the tips of the fingers following the first cigarette of the day, and privation giving way to a sense of instant fulfillment flooding through one's entire being, watching the smoke drift away and carry with it all of one's troubles. God, do I miss smoking.
Thank you, TJ. By the way, do you have any photos of the trees with frost? I've been posting up photos on Flickr and YouTube of the snow coming down over Bayou Place in downtown Houston and the little bit of snow that was remaining yesterday in the morning. Also, I got some in front of the Wells Fargo building. See, I was not going to go outside from Bayou Place to the bus stop, so I went through the tunnels all the way down and down under all the buildings and Shell and Bank of America. I do this every now and then when I don't feel like dealing with those, hey, you got any change? Hey, you got any change? Hey, you got any change? Shut up. Go to Obama. He has hope and change. Screw you. Get away from me. Ew. And I just went all the way under there until Wells Fargo came out, and there was, you know, flurries coming down, and there was frost on the grass and all the hedges. And I was like, okay, snap a few photos. And I posted them. As for the cats, missed, sniff, 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 what's this? Ooh, fun! Ran back inside. Nardo stayed inside. Opened the door, he's like, sniff, sniff, that's too cold. Ew, I'm old. Blah. And Bruin, he ran outside, looked, and he's like, yip, yip, yip. And then he looks, and then I throw a snowball at the sidewalk near him, and he looks at, ooh, this is fun! And then he thinks, and then he runs back inside. Used to be that cats liked the change of snow. We have a photo of Edlo, you know, big old piggy butt with her tail straight in the air and sniffing. And she's like, ooh, this is interesting. Can I eat it? So if you got photos of that, I'd love to see how the frost is in North Dakota, since it snowed here, which means I must be in North Dakota. All right. Next up on the list of happy, friendly story people writing, sending in, is J. Radimus. J. Radimus refers to the word frog in an unusual way, so you may want to escort the kids out of the room, possibly put them in the garage, and then, you know, turn out the lights and say, "You've been bad, little kids." Not that ever happened to me.
Hello again, this is J. Radimus for Weekly Challenge number 189 with the theme of smoke. My story is entitled Setting a Scene. With the sun's rising, the chirps and calls of insects, frogs, and birds rise through the forest. Collectively, the dewdrops lend the grass a velvety glow, resolving into tiny diamonds close up. The sunlight mixes with smoke hanging across the meadow. They become solid liquid vapor and give the shadows crisp three-dimensional shapes. A doe and fawn wander out of the forest canopy's cover into the meadow's openness. The sharp snap of a breaking twig snaps the silence. The doe freezes, ears swiveling and nostrils flaring, alert for the source of the danger, and the fawn bolts instinctively for cover. Well, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, J. Radimus, and remember, falling bolts are dangerous. Please walk outside with your mouths closed. Ooh, there's a pretty cat out on the... You see, I got the door closed, so all three are inside. But there's a pretty cat with all sorts of mottled color, kind of a grayish, with white boots, and a big poofy tail. I love poofy tails. Of course, Nardo only has a poofy tail when he's a Cheeto butt, when he's pissed off. And the other cats, well, you know, Bruin grew into his tail, so that's why he's so freaking huge. When he was a kitten, he had this big, thick club of a tail. It was like, he was crazy-looking weirdo. But he grew into it. So now he's massive, big old panther baby. Whew. All right. That peaked the monitor, didn't it? Yeah, I'm just going to violate every rule of podcasting. Next up is Justin Lowmaster, a.k.a. Space Turtle. Come on. I wonder when he's going to be starting up his storytelling thing, but there's this open mic thing on Thursdays at St. Leo's University that I've been doing. You know, Gary Buono keeps dragging me back to that. So we'll see how that works out. And then... just every day. Every day something comes up. I just need to lay back, leave the laptop off, grab a book, sit in the tub for 3 hours, and then, like, wake up. The book's soaking wet, and that's how you get through your stack of books. All right, here's Justin.
Meow, Space Turtle! Justin Lomester here with my 100-word story. Just wanted to let you know, in Nowhereville on Turtle Beach, I've created a monster. Built a snogeth, as I'm calling it. It's climbing out of the water. It's got a gaping maw that, if you're eaten, it will transport you to some horrible place. So don't get too close. Also, I was talking to Trill, who's moving into Los Arbolos, about perhaps an underwater tunnel between Turtle Beach and Los Arbolos. They're thinking of doing all kinds of underwater stuff there also. That was giving me another idea. They could take some of the beach out and put like a see-through platform so you can like see under the water at all the water sea life. That would be something I was thinking about doing. First time I've mentioned this. And here's my story. In ancient Japan, a young samurai warrior saw smoke upon the horizon. He ran to see what was happening. Upon arriving, he discovered a Catholic monk rushing back and forth between the bubbling river and the burning trees with a bucket, extinguishing the flames. When the trees were saved, the monk said that God told him to come to Japan and preserve the certain forest from flames and burning. This happened many more times over the years in that forest. Anytime the trees burned, the monk appeared. The young samurai learned that when there is smoke, there is fire.
hilarious. Boo. Boo. Bad joke. Boo. Boo. Okay. All right. So this podcast is known for bad jokes and gags and that kind of stuff. All right. I should just lay off. Thank you, Justin, and congratulations on making your monster. That's what life is all about, making your monster. Don't make anybody else's monster. Don't create or recreate the monsters of others. Make your own monster. Speaking of making your own monster, here's Linda. She's done with NaNoWriMo. Let's hear what she's come up with, and also her sad tale of what goals she set and didn't make. That's what NaNoWriMo is about, setting goals and not making them, and becoming a frustrated author, and eventually going crazy. Or, if you're already crazy, going completely crazy. I'm talking saving bodily fluids in the refrigerator. Not the freezer, otherwise they'll freeze. That's not right.
Hello, darlings, I'm back.
Having one NaNoWriMo with about two-thirds of my book done. I'm going to keep writing it, though, because I think I can finish this one and maybe do something with it, especially considering Sarah Palin sold a million copies of her book, and I know people love fairy tales, but, you know, really, mine's got, like, explosions and, like, shapeshifters and shit blowing up. Like, for real. Well, not for real, but, well, maybe they weren't much different. It'll be interesting anyway, at least. Take it to the bathroom with you. Whatever. So, congratulations to Norval Joe for finishing, like, way ahead of time your show off. And congratulations to everyone who wrote, even if they didn't win. A winner is you. This week's theme was smoke, and I got it into my head to just write this straight out. It's not based on anything that ever really happened. So, don't send my cops to my house. Enjoy. Don't smoke, she told me. She doused me in gasoline, told me the next cigarette would be my last. I put arsenic in her donuts. She locked herself in the bathroom for 3 days. I offered her a truce. I'd take her out to eat if she let me take a shower. How could I know she'd been hooking the bathroom plumbing to a tank of acid? As I soaked in the cooking oil she was so fond of drinking, I told her she'd have to find another man. Did that 5 months ago, she said, lighting a match.
Okay, I won't send the police to your house. I will send the fire department. And then the police can follow up with,
girl, what the hell happened around here? Can't they just use the patch?
Thank you, Linda. We've missed you. Me and all the voices in my head.
Quiet! I'm in control now.
Next up is Zachman. He has a happy story. A happy story that will keep the monsters away. But they're your monsters. As I told you before, they better not be somebody else's monsters. I'm afraid of those monsters. They're made out of clay.
This is Zachman? Little Betty, you're getting older, but you still look good. I wish you would quit smoking. I don't like it when you smoke. I spend all my money on you, and I think you should not smoke. Are you angry with me for driving too fast? Why are you acting this way? It's like you've blown a gasket or something. Little Betty, please stop smoking and take me home. I wish you would not act like this. I fear we will be waiting for the auto club. Little Betty, you're my true love because you are my car.
Ha 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 ha! A twist! Thank you, Zachman. I've been wondering what that smell coming from the car was. I thought it was the dead body in the trunk. Ha ha! You know, friends help friends and real friends help friends bury bodies. But you know what? You just don't find real friends these days. Oh. Well, here's a story that Planet Z has told me that he sent on to Drabblecast. So it'll be the second rejection coming from the Is Full of Crap publishing magnet. They pay per stories. I don't. Okay, so that's why they get all, hey, yeah, these are paid authors. They must be better. No, it's the ones who do it for the love of it. I mean, think of all the advertising dollars that I'm just swimming in. Swimming in. None. I don't want them. I don't want those. It's just icky. Ew. And you get contracts and all sorts of licensing stuff. Ew. I just want to write. Speaking of just wanting to write, here's Planet Z talking about robots.
Early robots would get trapped in ethical loops. Ask them a question or give them a command that caused an unresolvable conflict, and the robot would halt, take on an odd expression, and their circuits would heat up. If you didn't purchase an auto restart or a sufficient cooling system for your robot, you'd have a meltdown. The late poet Ruby compared the smoke to a soul escaping from the body, released into eternity. I knew it was an expensive repair, but Ruby kept blowing CPUs. Why? She liked inhaling those robot souls. Good for a cheap, albeit toxic, buzz.
And that's it for this week. The 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, number 189, Smoke. Thank you to everyone who sent in stories. And also thank you to people who are letting us know which ones you like, which ones you don't, and which ones you are just plain afraid of. You do that through the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, where you can vote for your favorites in the poll, as well as check out what sites people have told me to tell you about them. Isn't that a weird... Diagram that sentence and just see the branches completely surround you and tangle you and swallow your brains like a gigantic Venus flytrap. I'm going to quit while I'm ahead, or more likely behind. Thank you to everyone. I'll see y'all next week. Until then, as always, keep it brief. Closing.